Why? Because not all that say Lord, not all that say Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom, shall enter into the kingdom. In that day, Matthew 7:21 says so. In that day, many will say, was it in your name I did this, I did that. You say, I didn't even know you. Anytime I read that scripture, it means there are people that are using the name of Jesus and doing mighty miracle signs and wonder, and Jesus does not know them. Ask your neighbor, Jesus know you. It's a serious question. No? Okay, ask yourself. Come, Moses, Alu. Jesus know me. So, Jesus know me. Jesus know me. Hey. There are some of you that your pastor knows you, but Jesus doesn't know you. You are buying cars and building houses for your ministers, for your pastors. So they know you. They visit you every time. Anytime you call them, they answer you. But you cannot call Jesus like that because he doesn't know you. So of what use now is your faith if the author and finisher of our faith does not know you? So take note of it. That anointing and the miracles and the signs and the wonders only deals with the flesh. It has nothing to do with your soul. Miracle, 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 miracle. You receive miracle. You have received miracle car, miracle promotion, miracle lottery, miracle visa, miracle this, miracle that. It's all for you to satisfy your flesh. It has nothing to do with your salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so many people are looking for Jesus just to satisfy the flesh. You must look for him too to satisfy the yearnings of the soul. There is the physical prosperity and there is the prosperity also of the soul. And the soul must prosper first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other thing you're looking for will flow. It will flow. It's automatic. Another reason for the miracles, why God allows miracle, is to delude. Somebody shout delude. Say delude. It's to delude those who refuse the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That is what gave rise to the message that I preach, a title, the spirit of delusion. That is why also I have told you several times, be very, very careful so that you are not guilty of the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. That is why you will hear me tell you, you won't hear me easily point at any ministry and say the anointing there is of the devil. There is a revelation I have behind where I stand and what I say. And let me say it loud and clear. Unless you know to the contrary, now what I know, and I bring it to the scripture, that is what I will talk about. The anointing in TB Joshua is genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. I will explain it to you. The anointing with the Oyakhilome is genuine. The anointing on Chusi is genuine. Lazarus Moka, very anointed from God. The anointing from Mercyland, Jeremiah, somebody, genuine. Correct, correct. All those ones, they are so sure of the anointing. They have a television station for the whole world to see the anointing. Don't speak against it. It's a genuine anointing. Oh! Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you what Apostle Paul said to make us understand that anointing. Verse 7, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already walk. Only he who not letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Somebody shout delusion. Say it again. You know something called delusion? What do they call delusion for Igbo language? I say delusion. For my Bible, this scripture was quickened to me since 1994. I mark it for my Bible. I know I have heard. Because it explained the mystery that has been disturbing me since I gave my life to Christ. What is all this anointing nyafu, 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 nyafu everywhere in the church? What is it for? Okay. Verse 11 again. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. To do what? That they should believe a lie. What is the reason? Verse 12. That they all might be condemned, damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. God himself, he said, God himself will give them a delusion to make them believe a lie. God will do something on somebody who he tell you true, you say a lie. He tell you true, you say, nah, it doesn't matter. Then, now, so you don't believe truth, Abi, I will make you believe lie. He will now do something that will make you believe a lie, so that in believing the lie, you will end up in hell. It's a mystery that should make you fear God. I preach a message titled Deceived by God. I broke all this thing down there for you. So, how does he do it? We have the story of Ahab. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 22, I'll paraphrase it. Time is gone. Go and read it on your own. Remember that earlier, Ahab, under the counsel of that abominable marriage that he entered into, Jezebel, a Jew is not supposed to marry a non-Jew. He went and married, okay. Very wicked woman. And before you know what, in the course of trying to get that piece of land by his side, by his palace, that Uriah was bequeathed to him by his father. And you don't sell anything that you inherit like that. And under the advice of his wife, he killed her. And went on his way, going to now look at the land. Now the man will say, get her, don't kill him. The prophet appeared before him. You have killed, now you are going to possess, Abi. Then he gave him prophecy. That same place that they leaked the blood, they shed the blood of Uriah in that same place. Naboth. They killed the blood of Naboth in that same place with dogs. Leak the blood of your wife, that devil, Jezebel, Naboth. And gave him also his prophecy of how he will end. And the prophet left. And years passed by. They continued as if nothing was going to happen. The Bible says that God watches over his word to perform it. When God speaks a blessing to you, just relax, it will come to pass. When he puts a judgment also, fear, because it will also come to pass. Unless you repent. God does not change his mind except there is a repentance. He changes his mind only concerning his judgment. But Ahab thought God has forgotten. And suddenly, Jehoshaphat came to visit another king, Ahab. Then, Ahab decided to tell him, can we, that land there, occupied there at Ramoth Gilead, you know that land is part of the land Joshua gave us. Let's go, let's join together, go and fight and collect that land. Amen. And then Ahab, Jehoshaphat was a spiritual king. He knows that the Bible says, and the custom in Israel is before you go to battle, you must inquire whether we should go or not. That is what fires them. They know God is with us. God said we should go. If God does not say go, if you go, they will kill all of you. So, before you know what, that's the duty of the prophets. They gather all the prophets. The Bible says he had 400 of them. He has so many of them that we are always going to the state house. No matter how the king, the thief, money rich, it doesn't matter. Provided some will come to them. He's a good God. They continue to prophesy to the former president here. As long as he was giving them money, you will enter even the third time. Not only second time, you will enter third time. And they were prophesying up and down to a corrupt leader like Ahab. 400 of them. And all of them prophesied, hallelujah, and said, go and take over. The Lord has given you Ramoth Gilead. They shook their head, they prophesied, they shook their head, they prophesied, so prophesied. Then, Jehoshaphat, you know, he did not have peace. All of them chorus together like this. Even before the king said, they don't begin prophesy. He said, do you have any other prophet apart from these ones? Oh. Lord, send another Elijah to pray your power. Send a fire. Also send the rain to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and glorify your name. Oh Lord, I want to be another Elijah. Hallelujah. Ahab said, the only one that I know, that man don't ever say anything good to me. Jehoshaphat said, don't talk like that now. Send for him. The person they sent went ahead to read that story. I'm paraphrasing everything. He said, come. Everybody has said, correct, correct. No go talk different thing. Micaiah said, but I won't say anything but what God put in my mouth. Now I go talk now. He said, I know, so you go begin to talk another nonsense. This is what others say. Everybody is baptizing in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. No come there and say you be in the name of Jesus. Everybody believe in Trinity. Don't bring your own. If not, you will not join the Christian Association of Nigeria. Everybody is ordaining his wife as Pastor Reverend Mrs. Bishop. Go and ordain your own. If not, you will not join us. And then Micaiah came. This is how Micaiah did. Immediately enter. He said, go, you will conquer. Go. They said, go now, you will conquer. Then Ahab said, come, Micaiah. Shall I tell you, say, no talk anything unless the thing where God tell you. Oh, you want to hear truth? Okay. I see Israel scattered. As sheep without shepherds.
No, go. If you go, you will not come back alive.
Ahab said, Joshua, shall I told you? I said, this man will never prophesy anything good for me. How can he prophesy anything good for you when a death sentence is hanging over you and you have not repented? How can a true prophet give you a prophecy of blessing when you are a fornicator, an adulterer, or adulteress? How can a true prophet bless a cocaine pusher that God will have way, give you way? Give you way for airport to do what? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before you know what, the senior prophet stepped out and slapped him. Which degree do you have? Which school of theology did you go? Where did the Spirit of God leave me to go and talk through you? I have spoken. You are coming to counteract what I have spoken. How many branches do you have? How many are in your congregation? Who even know you? Then Ahab said, bind him. Well, put him inside jail till I come back. Ahab said, that is if you come back. Hallelujah. Then Micaiah now began to say, what happened? But this one now is not to Ahab. It's for you and me that will question it. Immediately, Ahab set his heart to go for that battle. God will say, hey, opportunity don't come. And he had a meeting in heaven. Oh, glory be to God. He said, I beg, somebody give me an idea. Sometimes God can descend to the level of his children as if he doesn't know what to do. And then he said, give me idea, give me idea. This one say like this, this one say like this. Satan, who has no address, that God went to and fro, a spirit came and said, okay, God, I get idea. Hey, what is your idea, you spirit? He said, I am a lying spirit. That is who I am. Send me, I'll be useful this time to you. Don't think I am totally useless, oh. I have a ministry, oh. I have a ministry of lies. Okay, tell me what you go do, you liar. He said, I will go to those his prophets and be working on them and cause them to prophesy good for him so that he will go there. So when he reached there, finish. God will say, that's a very good idea. Now I permit you, go. So who sent that spirit? That spirit is from who? That anointing is from who? I said the anointing in TB Joshua is from God. I said the anointing in all of them, they are from God. Hallelujah. So, the spirit went. And they were prophesying like they used to prophesy before. But they were saying things that will make the king to listen, take heed, act on it. And what will happen? Thereby be destroyed. That spirit that went is a spirit to cause Ahab to believe their lies. And in believing that lie, they will be destroyed. That is the spirit of delusion. That is the spirit that is working in all this anointing, 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 because they have nothing else to teach than to say all is well when nothing is well.
Somebody is on his way to hell. You say all is well. How can it be well? The Bible says it shall not be well to the wicked. You are saying that it is well. It is not well. Many of them specialize in it doesn't matter gospel. The Bible said don't do this. A preacher by an anointing. We say it doesn't matter. Masturbation, it doesn't matter. A woman wearing trousers, it doesn't matter. To palm your hair, it doesn't matter. To put tattoo in your body. Very anointed preacher say, it doesn't matter. And people will believe that. And you don't know. It is God that has anointed him with that lying spirit. The signs and wonder is to make you think he is from God. The signs, the miracle, signs and wonder is to make you believe that they are from God. After all, they are doing it in the name of Jesus. But unknown to you, there is another Jesus. There is another gospel. There is another spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Can I continue? Are you tired? From verse 1 to 5. This is the admonishment of the apostle to his people. To his son, Timothy, son in the Lord. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. This is the end time ministry. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, and so with all long suffering and doctrine. This is the reason. For the time will come. When they will not, the people, those listening, so-called churchgoers, Christians, they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own loss, shall they heap to themselves what? Teachers, having what? Itching ears, verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from what? From the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, because they will not endure sound doctrine. I was wondering, why did he put this verse 5? But watch thou in all things, he said, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, because if you are going to preach this truth, pastors, ministers, affliction there among. Hunger go come. Persecution will come. Why did they demolish this church? It is because of what we stand for. Why were they fighting us? It is because of the truth. All that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Anybody that is going to be a preacher of this entire message, and the reason you are coming is to make money, you are finished before you have started. You will never preach this message. You can't. So God is not looking for men that are out to satisfy their belly. The only people that God will use in this age and use them to win souls with this message of the hour, they will be selfless people. People that you can see them and see through them. People that you can see them and see Christ in them. People that you can see something that you will cherish and will want to emulate. They are the people that we use, because this is the age for the manifestation of this gospel. And the word became flesh. The songwriter therefore caught it when he said, we are the word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. and our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, whose original love, original Christianity. Everybody's looking for money, money, money. So the people that God will use in this age will be people who will be too heavenly to be that earthly minded. If you are not going to heaven, how will you lead people to go there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, the reason for the anointing. The reason, another reason why there are miracles everywhere, 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 according to the Bible, is to prove your faith. Deuteronomy chapter 13. From verse 1. Are we there? I love the way the Bible put it there. He said, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and give thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign and the wonder come to pass. That's the emphasis. That is the emphasis. The sign and the wonder came to pass. He dreamed and it came to pass. He prophesied and it came to pass. Is that not God? No. How will you know it's of God now? Is it not God? Certainly it is God. He said, thus said the Lord, rain will fall in 10 minutes time. And immediately it's 10 minutes, the rain. Phew! You say, this man is anointed. They hear from God, though. By this time, next month, you will marry, sister. Amen. And before that month come, in fact, 10 men were struggling over you. My, this prophet is a wonderful prophet. You've been looking for fruit of the womb. When do you want to be pregnant? No, no, no. You want to be pregnant? I say, take it. And you get belly. You can't burn the picking. Not be servant of God, be that. Now let's read that scripture again. And the sign, verse 2, and all the wonder, sign of the wonder, come to pass. Whereof, after all the sign and wonder come to pass, he spake unto thee now, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. This is the reason why he allowed it to happen. The next statement. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. That is the reason why he allowed it to happen before you. Let me see whether this one even has his bearing. Now God you dey serve, on a man you dey follow. Another scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Apostle Paul said, there must be heresies among you, that those, so that those who are approved may be made manifest. He said there must be heresies. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. There's a verse like that there. Amen. Is it chapter 11? Amen. Uh-huh. Verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. It says, for there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you, so that you will know who is who among you. Because some people, you know, this is how William Branham put it. He said the church is like a bucket of water that has been on. When it's just like still like that, you will not know that there is dirty that settled under. So he said God himself can throw a spanner inside that water to trouble the water it is. Then you will know that there is dirty under. Not this water not clean as you think. And this church also went through that. The entire message went through it. This entire message, after the death of William Branham, so many people crept into the message. Years after revival was going on, intermessage churches around the world, suddenly one spirit sprang up that the thunders have been revealed, another doctrine. And before you know what, anywhere they reach, every church they reach, the church will break. Some will believe, some will not believe. God will allow such doctrine so that those who are approved, who stand, may be made manifest. Apostle Paul, in Ephesians chapter 4, he called it every wind of doctrine being blown. When a wind blows, it will blow you this way. Tomorrow, it will blow. You don't have a stand, no taproot. And the only thing that gives you taproot is a revelation. And if you allow the Holy Ghost to lead you, no man can mislead you. And if you know Christ, then nobody can impersonate Christ before you. You will know this is another Jesus, not the Jesus of this Bible. Uh-huh. So it's important that you study and show thyself approved. And so before you know what, it keeps going. One thing or the other keep going. In this ministry, about 6 years ago or so, another thing landed in this church called John Ministry. That we are now in the ministry of John. Then we are now in the ministry of John. It's John that we blow the thunder. The plot and the Jewish connection and the input of Ham and those big grammar. And the guy is so eloquent. And it came here. And some people followed. Amen. And some people followed. And they tried to come to me. And I told them that the man is possessed. They got angry. I said, because according to the Bible, John will only sound. The ministry of John comes after the thunders. And before the thunders will sound, salvation is over. Is salvation over? Has the thunder sounded? Which will be John ministry? I bind them and cast them out here with my mouth. So that those who are approved will be made manifest. Some of them that left, they went. They are all coming back one by one now. All of them. That we don't see you now. But I like it. You went there to confirm whether they are true or not. And you found them to be false apostles and they are of the synagogue of Satan. Therefore, you came back. That you came back is evidence that you are a seed. Elect can never be lost. Elect can never be lost. One of these days, you will see the difference. A synagogue of Satan. A gathering of hell-bound people. A gathering of intellectuals. Nothing more than that. No life in it. No life. There is no life in it. Every one of you, you were operating gifts here. You took here, you went there. Little boy that was here, that was preaching here, and people were giving their life to Christ at the age of 11 and 12. He will prophesy and discern. Here, they took him away. And now, kill the gift. Kill the gift. One of those who went and came back and said, he said that they were doing prayer line. They were doing prayer line. They call it prayer line. When they finish preaching, if you believe God for anything, you come prayer line. Prayer. They want to do prayer line. The person that did prayer line was William Branham. And William Branham, when he's doing the prayer line, you will come one by one to him and he will discern you. And he will pray and the problem will be over. And then impersonators are doing prayer line. Then you will come. Somebody will say, what's your problem? Oh, just believe the Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with you. Don't worry, the Lord will be with you. One of them told me that came from there. I said, he has HIV. I said, you came from there. I said, did you tell your John? He said, he told me. I said, what did he tell you? He said, when he came for a prayer, I said, he told him to go to the hospital. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Go to the hospital, eh? It was in my office. Go to the hospital. You don't know where hospital is before you come meet him. And right there, I say, well, that you will know the difference between John and me. And the power of God packed him there and began to work on him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? The original. The original sin.
Original word.
The original word.
Is what I believe.
Is what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
It's revealed. The seven seals will be unveiled. The original light. Original sin. The original sin.
There is a land beyond
the river. That we call the sweet forever. And we only reach the shore by faith degree. One by one,
one by one,
we gain the portals there to dwell with the immortal. When the ring, the gold is
ring it for me, ring it for me, ring it for me, ring it for me.
Don't you hear?
Oh! Finish, oh, I never finish. It remains small minutes. I never finish. Have a message unto thee. Hallelujah.
A message unto you I bring.
It's recorded in his word.
Hallelujah,
it is holy that you look and live.
Look and live,
oh,
look and live, my brothers, look to Jesus,
look to Jesus now,
and live, it's recorded in this world, hallelujah.
That is why you must study, oh, and show thyself approved. Unto who? Unto God. Heresies must be there so that those who are approved may be made manifest. You see why you can't know this message and feel free in any denomination? You know too much to stay in those dead places. Why? our eyes of understanding. He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has ended.
And we have responded.
And we have responded. To our God,
whose original life,
whose original life,
oh hallelujah,
oh, the original life,
original sin,
original Christianity,
the original one,
the original one,
oh, it's what I believe,
it's what I believe,
the Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
is revealed, as seven seas will be on there,
the original one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't think you are the only one shouting here. Can we wave to the bride around the world that connected this hour? What do we say? Say shalom to all of them, all over the world, all over the world. Tell them shalom, 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 shalom. God bless you. He said the time will come when the people shall depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirit. A seducing spirit is a spirit that will make you not to be to live true to your lawful husband. When they want to take you to another doctrine, it was the doctrine that serpent preached to make Eve do contrary to what God said. And that serpent is still talking now. For that serpent was a minister of Satan, inspired, baptized with the spirit of Satan. Eloquent is their identity, eloquency. With feigned words. Very intelligent, smart people. Many of them are lawyers. Lawyers, sit down with Barrister Emeka. You will know who a lawyer is. Praise God. Notice that Moses went with his own snakes, with his own snake. But behind that snake, there was a message. There were the magicians that also had the power to turn sticks also to snakes. That is why I say, some of this anointing, they are magical powers. How do I know what is the message? The message confirms, because Apostle Paul gave us the names of those two magicians. He said they are Jannes and Jambres. He said as their folly was made manifest. How was their folly made manifest? The snake of Moses swallowed up their snake. The snake of the magicians. They had all the same power like Moses, but by magical invocation and incantation, and they had only one message behind their magical powers was Pharaoh, keep them in more bondage. The anointing they have is to keep the believers in more bondage. The liberty you have. Do you see any other person exercising gift in that church? No, 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 no. Who born you? You can't exercise that gift, except you are the child or the wife. Lie, lie, you can't. Amen. Nobody else there, church worker, prospers beyond the pastor. You above the pastor. Lie, lie. It's not like this church. That the prophets are prospering more than the pastors. I mean, Pastor Thomas, Pastor Francis. I came to this church before Boboye. But Boboye, in 10 years period, he has changed 12 cars. Every year he rides a car. Me, my own, the Tokumbo, now where they use, it's not still they use. But every year, because you can't try that in a denomination now. You can't. From where you get that motto? They call it my church. My church? You try that. They will call you and say, you know, there cannot be two captains in one boat. You know, you go do your own. I beg, leave me my own here. They will settle it loud and clear. No mixing word, because it is a business. Jannes and Jambres. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You want to know their name? They are in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9. You will see their names there. Praise the Lord. Always remember, church, that it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 to 4 says so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can confirm further these groups of people that their belly is their God. They serve not him. They serve not God, but their belly is their God. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and verse 18. And you can also read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. If you are writing it down, Romans 16, verse 17 and verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. And Apostle Paul had to admonish Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. And says, since you were a child, he said, you have known the Holy Scriptures that is able to make you wise unto salvation. There are some scriptures that have no salvation virtue. We teach you here scriptures that will make you wise unto salvation. And he told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, he said, lay hold on eternal life. Grab it. Apostle Paul, Jude say, we should contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the fathers in Jude verse 3. Praise the Lord. And my final scripture is Hebrews chapter 10. Can we stand up and read from verse 19? Hebrew. That's the final admonishment as I read that. From verse 19, listen very well. Are we there? Hebrews chapter 10, I'm reading from verse 19. Having therefore brethren, this is a very serious admonition, that is why I want everybody to listen and follow it. I use it to end this topic today. Having therefore brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, the water of the word. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. What is it that remains? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us until we meet again in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.